possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in. The youngest in charge and O. Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock tonight here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. Kevin Sheehan going to join us coming up in about 25 minutes. Right now, though, the big event, the big news from earlier this afternoon, Terry McLaurin addressing the D.C. media. But before that happened, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn addressing the D.C. media. A couple of cuts that I want to get to here that we'll break down and try to sift through. Well, what did they actually mean by that? One thing that, you know, that I've been concerned about that's like non-Terry, the Brian Robinson trades, cut number 8. Ironically enough, it is cut number 8. Here is Adam Peters on just how the Brian Robinson trade came about.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into something like that. You know, one, there's, you know, interest around the league. There's, you know, the competition we have in that room, which we thought, you know, was a really good competition throughout. And so, you know, when, you know, you start breaking things down and you understand, you know, Brian's going to be a free agent after the year and he's making a little bit more money than some of the other guys in that room. And just understanding, like, okay, you're going to have to make a tough decision. And Brian's done a great job for this organization. He's been through a lot here. And, you know, to his credit, he was really going for it again. And he had a great offseason. He was in great shape. And, you know, it wasn't really anything, you know, overly, you know, it was just all positive. It was just the fact that we felt really confident in the other guys in that room. So when we had the ability to get something for him, you know, we decided to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, look, I think the B-Rob trade, as we had talked about earlier this afternoon, definitely something that kind of felt like it came out of nowhere. Credit our pal Ben Standig, who was kind of the first one to say, or the first one to go out on a limb and say, maybe, just maybe, he is someone that's not going to be around. Adam Peters just talked about it, though. I think the financial stuff is really what made this deal go through. I'll say this, though. As far as Brian Robinson Jr. goes, he is someone that I definitely think is still one of the better backs in the National Football League. I know there's just this overarching thought here locally that trash is how some of you all describe Brian Robinson Jr. I think you'd be a damn fool to describe him that way. You don't hear other people that actually follow this describe him that way. Brian Baldinger, glowing thoughts about Brian Robinson Jr. Those big power backs are few and far between in today's NFL. So having a guy like that on your roster definitely benefits you. Dan Orlovsky, I thought, was pretty bullish on Brian Robinson Jr. And, you know, it's not a guy that you should just be wanting to give away. Washington getting a sixth-round pick in return for him is interesting. The one question that I have, is there any chance that the Commanders are going to have seller's remorse on a guy like Brian Robinson Jr.? We'll ultimately see as the season rolls on here, but we talked about the depth at the running back spot. Outside of Austin Ekeler, a bunch of unproven dudes in that running back room, so it's going to be interesting to see just how this thing ultimately plays out. A little bit more of Adam Peters on the Terry McLaurin front. One of the big questions that I had was, man, are they going to get this thing done in time for him to be able to play in week number one? It is Adam Peters, cut number 5. Here is the GM of the Commanders on his concern level that a deal wasn't going to be done in time.
You know, I think you always like, at least for me, I think about, this could get done tomorrow, or this could not get done and linger into the season. But I think throughout the conversations that we had with Terry's agent, Buddy Baker, and then the conversations that I had with Terry, as we got closer and closer, there's a lot more optimism, at least within myself. And it's just, you know, you don't want to get too optimistic or pessimistic, but as we got closer, started feeling pretty good.
That is Adam Peters on his concern level when it came to whether they get a deal done in time for week one. Deadline spur action. But look, y'all know how I felt about this situation. I thought there was a chance of where this didn't get done before the season opener. And I thought if it didn't get done by the start of the opener, that, yeah, you know, Terry McLaurin would be willing to sit out a game or two if he had to prove a point. But obviously it does not get to that point. Terry McLaurin putting pen to paper couple of days ago when it comes to this extension here in D.C. We talked about it earlier, the big winners here in this situation. I think it's the team. Having him and then getting him ramped up for week one, I think is huge because the outlook of this season, whether it's fair or not, definitely changes. If you know you're going to have Terry McLaurin for 17 versus not. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I think this was our guy JP Finley that asked this question. It's AP cut number 7. This was Adam Peters on balancing the player versus cap management in negotiations.
It's a balance, right? Where you got to do what's best for the team, but also reward somebody for being a great player. And so, you know, you set some parameters for, you know, what you think that is, but, you know, our team did an incredible job of, you know, trying to figure out what the right number was. And, you know, I think, you know, as long as you come, you know, and you're respectful throughout the process and you understand, you know, you're probably going to give in a little bit more, you know, really both sides giving in a little bit more than you want. Coming to a place where it's maybe slightly uncomfortable to both sides, and you really just never lose respect or lose perspective of, you know, what this person means to our locker room, to our team, and to this community.
I think that part is so underrated when it comes to the difficulty of the job and being a general manager. It's hard as hell to balance, like, well, what does he mean to us on the field versus what does the contract do to us financially? Because we all would agree, we never wanted them to be in a spot where you could potentially, you know, impact the financials long-term here. It's never what you wanted to do. So the fact that the two sides are able to agree to this deal, it makes you think, okay, as AP put it, both sides, and this is what a negotiation is about, both sides having to give a little bit more than they actually wanted to at the end of the day to make this thing come true. This is AP cut number 13. This was super interesting to me because throughout this process, remember, some of us were calling on ownership to get involved in this thing. Here is Adam Peters on having the support of Josh Harris during these negotiations.
You know, he's got a lot of experience of doing deals like these, not necessarily in the NFL, but in the NBA mostly. And so it's cool that we get to talk through it and the contracts here are so much different than in the NBA. So he's learning a lot as we go and understanding how these things work. So we keep him in the loop step by step about, you know, our conversations we have with agents and players and what we're going to offer them and what we get offered back and all those things. So he's learning. He's always trying to learn about things. He's really, really smart, but he's always still trying to learn more. And so keeping him in the loop on all that, but we had his full support the whole time, which was really cool. You know, even though he wants to know what's going on, he's backed us the whole way. And, you know, he leaves every decision up to us, which is really cool.
It's the telltale sign of good ownership. Tell me what's going on. Doesn't mean I got a medal, but just tell me what's going on. I see some folks typing in the chat as well. Guy Zins World says, so nice having a professional GM like AP. The whole Terry thing with the old administration would have been a nightmare. I think that's interesting. It's an interesting perspective. Like, how would the old regime, how would they have handled this thing? I think there is this thought process with the old regime, to me at least, that maybe they would have got it done sooner because they would have just caved and given Terry McLaurin everything that he asked for. They would have conceded to all of his demands. While it's tough and you hate having to watch this thing drag out, it's not fun from anybody's perspective. Media, team, player, so on and so forth. But Adam Peters getting it done, and as we continue to find out as the details of this contract come out here and get divulged, I think this is a situation where you can truly say both sides won. Terry got a lot of what he wanted. Washington got a lot of what they wanted. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I want to re-rack the question we were asking a little bit earlier on in the show. Now that the Terry McLaurin deal is done, does it change your outlook at all for the 2025 season? And then the other question we were asking was this, relative to the 53-man roster. What position group's depth concerns you the most? We'll take your calls next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in charge of Willingham, taking up the 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. Coming up in about 12 minutes, about Kevin Sheehan, host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays, 10 to 1 on the Team 980. He's going to join us. We get his thoughts on what we're asking you at 1-800-636-1067. Just now joining us, Commander's final 53 man roster put out. Not a whole lot of surprises, but big picture, when you look at this thing from a 1,000-foot view, to me, the depth of this football team, while it's good at certain spots, right? Offensive line, I really like the depth. Secondary, I really like the depth. While the depth is good at some spots, I have major concerns about the depth at a couple other spots. Wide receiver, to be specific. Interior defensive line, to name you another one. From your vantage point, we'll ask you to put your GM hat on here for a second. Which position group's depth concerns you the most? 1-800-636-1067. For me, it's wide receiver and interior defensive line. What say you, though? You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I got Paul out in D.C. What's going on, Paul? How you doing, brother, man?
Man, what's up, man? I can't wait to hear my man Kevin Sheehan. I miss him in the morning, man. Before I used to go to work, used to always be on, and we had our little back and forth. But to be honest with you, you hit it on the head with wide receiver, because if Terry McLaurin didn't get signed, we'd have been up Duke's Creek, because we'd have probably had to move Debo to the number one. And clearly, I don't even think Debo likes to be the number one, because he wants to be versatile. But also, tight end is scaring me, because after Zach Ertz.
That's like really good. Hey, Paul, that's a really good answer, man.
Man, John Bates is pretty much a blocker, and you got to keep him and then even in the running back situation, right? I like T-Rod. I like.
They're just unproven.
But no, my thing is goal line.
Yeah.
Goal line. Brian Robinson was one of those dudes, if you hit him in the backfield, he can carry you 2-3 yards into the end zone.
Right.
So I felt comfortable with him. No, even though he wasn't necessarily a home run hitter in terms of speed, and you might get that with these other backs. But when you get in that goal line, you don't want to be utilizing Jaden Daniels too much in that goal line situation, So B-Raw, and then, like I said, tight end, man. I mean, they let go of the boy Cole. But my thing is, Sennett hasn't really shown me enough yet. And I don't even know who's behind him.
Colson Yankoff, yeah.
Right. Who is
You're
that?
Right, yeah.
I mean,
I hear you.
But they better look at the wire, man. They better look at the waiver wire and see who got let go and pick somebody up on this practice squad or something.
Yeah, tight end is actually the group that, I haven't heard a lot of people discuss that group. But to your point,
because that's especially when Daniel's safety net.
Exactly.
That's the safety net, And if Zach is older, if he gets injured, we're talking 17 games, bro. 17 games, a lot of plays. And I mean, he's been durable, but still, I mean, when you go to your two tight end set, so you go to your jumbo lineup where, that's what I'm saying. You got to have multiple formations. And, I love it when I see, teams line up in that goal line with three tight ends on the end, because now you don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I totally
agree.
They can send
a tight end in motion and all of that,
So. I totally agree with you. I appreciate the call as always, Paul. Enjoy the rest of your night, brother. So, Paul just lit a fuse under me. Tight end, it really is a group where it's like, especially when you consider just how important tight end is to this offense. I think Paul put it astutely. He is the safety blanket for the quarterback. He is the guy that was the biggest red zone threat outside of Terry McLaurin. He does move the chains for you. I don't know what is going on over in Ashburn or whether or not they've got a literal fountain of youth that they sip from. But, Zach Ertz, for as good as he looked last year, he's had a tremendous camp. A tremendous camp. To where, if he goes down, I don't know if they can replace what they have in him. I don't. I don't know if anybody out there is as reliable, if anybody out there understands leverage the way that Zach Ertz does. And Paul has got a basketball background, so I'm sure he'll appreciate this. I mean, the way that he maneuvers in the red zone and when it comes to moving the chains, he is literally boxing people out. So, yeah, if he is unable, you know, to be available for all 17 weeks, it's definitely something that I think Washington would feel for sure. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Tony in Gainesville. What's going on, Tony?
Now, I love this agenda for this. So, linebackers, mm-hmm. me right now, you know, we just need to look up I-95 to Saquon, and oh my goodness, like, you know, what are we doing? Yeah. Okay. Right, that guy. But then, for your other question about the expectations for Terry, look, you know, I've drank enough Doc Walker Kool-Aid. I'm Lombardi. With Scary Terry, it's Lombardi all the way. And then your previous caller on the B-Rock, like, I think what you said earlier about the seller's remorse, I have been thinking of that. Like, he is the thumper. There's not a lot of big bruisers. How is that running back feel, that room looking? I mean,
so Dan Quinn was asked about this earlier, right after the trade happened. And he cited Chris Rodriguez as the guy that would replace B-Rob when it comes down to those goal line snaps. But to your point, I agree, man. Them 6'2", 225-pound backs, they do not grow on trees. I totally agree.
And Bama pedigree, you know? I mean, it's all there. So I'm still trying to digest that one.
I definitely agree with you, man. Appreciate your call as always, Tony. Have a good night, my man. 1-800-636-1067. Mike is in Winchester wanting to chime in. What's going on, Mike?
How you doing?
I'm good, brother.
I just want to say, my biggest thing is DB. Like, we have corners. I heard we're shopping Igbinoghene. So that we get 5. That means we're moving Igbinoghene. Now we're at 4. So if Lattimore injury history, he gets injured, we have 3. Do we think Percy Butler can move in?
Hell no. Mike, let me stop you right there. So here's the thing, and I felt the same way when I saw the news come across my ticker just the way you did, bro. Let's change the wording on this, because I think it was reported wrong, or some of the tweets that we may have read may have been wrong. They're not shopping Noah Igbinoghene. They have received calls on him, meaning other teams are watching the tape and going, oh, snap, that guy can play. Let me call Washington. And that's my thing, which is why I'm so reluctant to move on from a guy like that. Think about the way he helped this defense last year. You were screwed. Mm-hmm. When you found out Emmanuel Forbes was no better, you know, than a stick of cinnamon,
St. Juice.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you really were able to stay afloat at that position last year. Here's what I would say, Mike. I'm not moving Noah Igbinoghene unless I'm getting a 4th-round pick back in return.
Guaranteed. I wouldn't even move him for that. And then I was thinking about the tight ends. I was thinking 4 was too much. But then now that I heard y'all with Ertz, but Ertz really. He doesn't get injured that much.
Ertz is one of one, man. There's no, if Ertz goes down, they're going to be screwed.
Exactly.
I'll be honest with you.
So I'm taking Cole Turner over Yankoff for pass catching ability. We have John Bates who's ready to lay somebody out.
Did you see Yankoff on Saturday, though, Mike? 52-yard catch and run, brother.
Butt naked. He was wide open.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah, the Cole Turner thing, and that's actually. I appreciate your call as always, Mike, man. Enjoy the rest of your night, brother.
You as well. Thank you.
So, I'm glad Mike brought up Cole Turner. I felt like I was the leader of the Cole Turner fan club for a while there. But, obviously, they did not, you know, agree to bring him back to the practice squad yet. They still got two open spots, on their practice squad. Now they've brought in Donovan Edwards. But, yeah, tight end, credit Paul for bringing it up. Like, if Zach Ertz goes down, man, like, oof. Knock on wood, right? You don't want to see that happen. But if he does go down, I don't think it's hyperbolizing it at all. Washington would be in a world of hurt. Let's go to Saeed in Upper Marlboro. What's going on, bro?
Hey, Leno. I got a question for you because I want to make sure I'm understanding. Am I understanding from all the callers that when we had 3rd and short in the last half of the year last year, that we were just giving the ball to B-Rob and he was getting it for us? Am I misunderstanding?
I pick up what you're putting down. No, that's not how I would describe it. When you've got Jaden Daniels.
The last caller that mentioned him, he said he was the bruiser. He was getting bruised. Yeah, for sure. I don't recall 3rd and 2 automatic old school Gerald Riggs, John Riggins, third and two, yeah. giving the ball and play the diesel sound. I don't recall that. So that's one thing. But then the other thing is, do you remember early on during back in mini camps and, mm-hmm. and those kind of things, Cliff Kingsbury was doing an interview and he mentioned in passing, and not a lot of people picked up on it, that he almost wanted to say that his plan was he wanted to make it so that when he puts Bates in the game, that they no longer just think block.
Right. Yes. I think that really
makes me think if Bates starts running more routes.
He had a good camp as a receiver, bro. I was out there every day. He had a strong camp as a receiver. I will say that.
That could be a game changer by itself for the tight end room. If this guy bump and then 3 yards and then out and starts catching the ball, that's going to screw with the other team so bad to know that you've got a tight end on both sides that can run routes. That's crazy to me.
I totally agree with you, man. We appreciate the call, brother. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kevin Sheehan joins the program next on The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
One 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. Tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. We will take you up to 10 o'clock tonight. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, ESPN NFL analyst and 12-year veteran at the quarterback position, Dan Orlovsky, gonna join the program. We'll get his thoughts on the outlook for the 2025 Washington Commanders. Now that our pal Terry McLaurin is back into the fold. We got the details of the contract earlier this afternoon. We'll go through those in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Right now, though, I want to go out to the Rude Guest Hotline. For the first time, this program is where we find our pal Kevin Sheehan, who you can check out weekdays 10 to 1 over on our sister station, the Team 980. And make sure you check out the Kevin Sheehan Show podcast wherever you download your podcast. Kev, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, youngin? How you doing?
I'm good, man. It's always good when we can talk football from here on out, right? You know, that's what I specialize in. That's what I love more than anything. The Terry contract talk has been such a drag, but obviously as professionals, we got to talk about it each and every day. Want to start there with you, my friend. Your first blush reaction when you get the news on the air. So did Max actually break it to you live on the air, Sheehan?
You mean on Monday?
On Monday, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was breaking news that the deal had been done. Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about this a little while ago because I did another hit, and I think about, you're right, it became exhausting. At the same time, it was very interesting because it was a tricky negotiation. I think we all learned a lot, but most importantly, we watched our, you know, one 18-month-old general manager negotiate his first high profile deal.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I think he did pretty well
growing up right in front of our eyes.
I said
growing up right in front of our eyes, huh?
Yeah. And I think that, you know, those that are interested in the team should also be interested in how, you know, the roster is put together, how salaries are structured, how the cap is managed. That's a big part of winning football. Of course, the biggest part is having a really good quarterback, and I can't wait to watch him play in a real game a week from this coming Sunday. So I'm with you. I can't wait for the games, but I thought some of the talk about, like, oh, it's done. Let's not worry about the details. It's like we just spent months,
I know,
talking about this thing and obsessing about the details, and now you don't want to see how the whole thing came together? Like, that's silly talk to me. I think it was instructional in many ways. And I think, you know, if you're a fan of the team, you know, I think Adam Peters gave you a reason to be confident in him in this area of managing the organization.
I think you hit it right on the head. And this is the thing that I gotta come to grips with, man, because, you know, I've come up on Vinny Serrato and Bruce Allen and Scott McLuhan. And then here's the other part, bro. So we've never gone through this, at least in my lifetime, because we haven't had someone that's worth going through a high-profile negotiation with.
Well, we did go through, as my good friend Al Galdi always referred to it, as the Kirk Cousins cha-cha-cha.
Yeah.
That was certainly interesting.
Yes.
But you also had literally, you know, Dumb and Dumber, you know, trying to manage the thing. So it was, they botched that one seven ways to Sunday.
For sure. And I think, like you just said, I'm glad we've been able to put it all behind us. The final 53 comes out. And the other thing that got me, or the initial thing that gets me when I look at this final 53, didn't understand why they kept Josh Johnson as the third quarterback. He was okay in practices day in and day out, but in the preseason, just too many mistakes, it felt like. I thought they were going to give a call to Jeff Driskel, who San Francisco just parted ways with. Your thoughts on the way that they handled quarterback, and then what stands out to you the most about this final 53, or initial 53, I guess I should put it?
That it just was uneventful, with the exception of Brian Robinson Jr., which, you know, I don't think anybody other than our friend Ben Standig, you know, thought about before it happened. I actually thought that there was a chance they would part ways with him when the season ended, but I thought they'd handle it through the draft, and they didn't pick a running back until the seventh round. Now, he obviously impressed, and that was, you know, put him into position to do that. But with respect to Johnson, I've mentioned this many times, but Jay Gruden has told me that Josh Johnson might be the smartest player he's ever coached, or certainly one of them, which is why at 39 years old and on team number, you know, 8 or 9 or whatever, people keep bringing him into their quarterback room and into their locker room. Now, is there a better option if Daniels and Mariota go down? I don't know. Probably not. I think he's going to eventually be a coach. He was with San Francisco. Obviously, Adam Peters was familiar with Josh Johnson. But I think the reason he was kept, Linnell, is because there's some question about Marcus Mariota's
his health
in the short term.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. So that's, I guess,
saying. What about Taylor Heineke? He's.
Oh, my Lord. All right, Kevin. That's Kevin Sheehan, ladies and gentlemen. No, obviously. Look,
you
know
what? He'd be a perfect fit for this QB3.
For this offense, too. You don't need him to, you know, make big, high leverage throws. I agree. I just. Look, I ruined my reputation, Kevin, because I was the leader of the Heineke Hive at one point. Then I realized what it was. And what it was. Joined right now by our pal Kevin Sheehan, hosting the Kevin Sheehan Show.
We need to stop obsessing about QB3. If we get to QB3,
the season is over.
Exactly.
The moment you hit it right on the head, Kev, because the moment we get to QB3, that's all she wrote. There was something else. If I'm going to have one gripe, I got a couple of different gripes because you know I'm digging into the weeds on this thing. I have a little bit of concern in terms of the depth with the interior defensive line. If Javon Kinlaw, first of all, we've talked about Marshawn Lattimore, Kevin, as a guy that's had so much pressure on him all offseason, da, da, da. To me, it's Javon Kinlaw. If Javon Kinlaw does not pan out in, you know, based off of camp in the preseason games, I think he is. If he doesn't, though, boy, are they going to be in a world of hurt. The depth behind him and Deron Payne also worry me. Jazan Newton and Eddie Goldman going to be the two guys that play snaps every Sunday as well. Eddie Goldman, I thought, was up and down throughout the preseason. Much better day in, day out during camp. And then Jazan Newton, Kevin, I continue to say it. I just wonder if can he hold up against double teams, right? Like, if he's a guy that cannot play on first and second down, how valuable is he actually? What are your thoughts on the interior defensive line depth here in D.C.?
Well, I think you're right about Kinlaw. You know, I think the contract, not that it's a massive contract, but relative to what I think people projected he would get, he got a lot more. They were a bad run-stopping team. It's crucial that they improve this year as a run-stopping team, as a defense altogether. I think they see Johnny Newton as a pass rusher because I think that's what he is.
Right.
And I think Deron Payne has to have a big year for this team as well. In terms of the depth, look, they're in year two of, you know, roster recovery. It would be.
I like the way you put that.
It would be a miracle, really, after two off seasons, especially when you consider, you know, the recalibration became a recalibration of the recalibration, and so they started to go for it with trading 8 picks for 3 players, Lattimore and Tunsil and Samuel. It's going to take some time to not only develop, you know, depth, but some frontline starters. I think they've done my hope is that they've improved the supporting starting cast around an elite quarterback. And I think I have good reason to believe that they have on offense, and I'm hopeful that they have on defense. But like you said, some of that relies on them being right about Kinlaw, being right, by the way, about Marshawn Lattimore going back to the trade. Not necessarily being right at this point on Trey Amos, because corners sometimes take time. But there's some belief. I had Sean Springs on the show the other day.
Man, I heard
Trey Amos starts day one outside with Lattimore, and teams are throwing away from him and at Lattimore. That's how good he is.
I think that's going to be the case. Kevin, I took it a step further. I think I said this on Monday. Right now, he would be the guy, and I know it's emotional in an NFL locker room, right? When you tell the rest of your DB room, Kev, that, hey, this guy's traveling with the best receiver, the other guys might take it as a slight. That's how I feel about Trey Amos already. It's as good of a camp as I've ever seen at the cornerback position. Now, granted, he didn't get to go up against scary Terry McLaurin, so you wonder how he looks.
Malik Nabers.
I'm traveling here with Nabers. In week one, he follows Malik Nabers if it was up to me.
Really? Okay.
Look, he's been that good, Kevin.
Sean Springs believes it, and Sean is super sharp. But Sean's also the same person, along with guys like Smoot, who have told me in the past, it's a thinking man's position.
Yes.
It's a position where experience is crucial, and Trey Amos has no NFL experience to date. So
I get that.
If you're going to line him up week one and tell him to travel with Malik Nabers, it better work.
It better. But here's the thing about Amos, and I'll take a step further with this. I think the best part about Trey Amos's game, Kev, is that there is no weakness. Like, when you're talking about him, he can run well. He's good in press man. He's got good eyes to play zone. There's just a confidence that he plays with that I love. Now, here's the thing with Smoot. Smoot was also trying to sell us on Emmanuel Forbes, so I am a little bit weary about Smoody when it comes to his quarterback
takes. Well, made the team and is going to start in L.A. to the Rams.
I know. You know who's up there coaching those DBs? Our old pal Aubrey Pleasant, if you remember him from here in D.C. years ago. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Kevin, I meant to text you this video because I know you're a nerd like me and you'll sit down and watch this hour and 17-minute clip. Our guy Brett Coleman of All 32, he's got a Patreon called Bootleg Football. They did such a deep dive into the advanced analytics of Washington's offense from a season ago. What they did offensively last year was really special, but from weeks 12 on, man, they really put everything on Jayden Daniels' shoulders, and he just hit everything, made all of the high-leverage throws, very few mental mistakes. What do you think is the next step in terms of the evolution of this offense, though, Kev?
MVP at quarterback, an uncheckable, starting group of weapons led by Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, and even a guy like Zach Ertz, maybe an upgraded backfield, a healthy Austin Ekeler. I thought Austin Ekeler, when he was healthy last year, was really a big part of what Kingsbury wanted to do. I think when he was out, there were things he didn't do. I think this offense is every bit of it of what it was last year and maybe even more unstoppable. Now, you know, people talk about, well, 20 out of 23 on fourth down is unsustainable. Fourth quarter comebacks and last minute drives, regression to the mean, which is absurd. No mathematician would ever tell you that that's even a thing.
Yeah.
With independent events. But what I would say is, first of all, is anybody saying that Patrick Mahomes, who had 7 fourth quarter comebacks last year, that somehow he's going to regress to the mean?
Yeah.
Jayden is a cheat code.
Yes.
That's why they were as good as they were on fourth down. Now, there's also a possibility they don't have as many fourth downs because they're even better on first and second down, or, you know, on first down, because they were better on second down than they were on first down last year. And that there's no need for all of these comebacks because they're obliterating people. You know, that is a possibility too. But I see an offensive football team with 5 healthy and upright that is going to be difficult to check.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see how they start. And I think last year, in terms of what they were asking him to do early on in the season, you saw really a lot of copy and paste from that LSU playbook, relying a lot on those access and tunnel screens, taking the deep shots. They were super inside zone heavy. Weeks 12 and on, though, man, they asked Jayden Daniels to put the big boy pants on, and he passed that test with flying colors. If you remember, it was a lot of 6 and 7 yard throws, matriculating the football down the field. That, to me, is the part that I worry about. Can they generate more explosives, drive in and drive out throughout next year? But outside of that, Kevin, no real questions for me. I've blown the clock out completely because I suck. But we appreciate you, as always, brother, making some time for us, man.
Always good to be with you.
That is our guy, Kevin Sheehan. Check him out weekdays 10 to 1 on our sister station, the Team 980. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more overtime here on The Fan. Big thank you to our guy Kevin Sheehan giving us some time here on Overtime as we take you up to 10 o'clock. Make sure you check him out weekdays 10 to 1 on the Team 980. Taking your calls, 1-800-636-1067. If you want to keep the conversation going with me off the air, very simple. It is at NELL_BTP. Let's get to our guy Dennis in Greensville, South Carolina, wanting to chime in. Dennis, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm all right about yourself, fellas.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Easy breeze.
I'm going to tell you like this. I like the whole team setup, whether you look at the coaching, you look at the players. Each position group has a proven leader. Each position group. Look at each one of them, whether it's quarterback, whether it's tight end, whether it's running back. Everybody, corners, they all got a proven leader back there. So we have some youngins that's really fierce and hungry, which I love having hungry players because they want to be paid. And when them hungry players want to be played, they're going to play.
I totally agree. Totally, totally agree. Appreciate you as always, Dennis. Yeah.
Thank
you, sir. When you're – hey, look, you don't want it to be this way, ideally, but it kind of just is what it is. Hungry dog's gonna eat, point blank. There's a couple of guys that I'm gonna be looking at this year, going, "Hey, see, it's contract year. Gonna impact how you perform." Deron Payne quietly is in a contract year. Marshawn Lattimore in a contract year. So, you know, some guys gonna get it, some guys aren't. Oh my gosh, I just saw the nastiest thing. Well, it wasn't supposed to be nasty. Congratulations to the Hunter family. Travis Hunter, rookie for the Jacksonville Jaguars, after having his marriage scrutinized by everyone, he is having a baby. So happy for him. Happy for him. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky going to join the program. We'll be ESPN heavy here in this final hour. I also want to let you hear from Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager of the New York Jets. He is now an analyst for ESPN. If you've been listening to his takes all offseason, he is pretty bullish about the 2025 Washington Commanders. On the other side of the break, we'll tell you how many teams he's taking over Washington, though, in the NFC. That's next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.